from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Now, there is, of course, the ice cream soda. Also, I think, very popular here in Massachusetts.
That's a float, right?
That is not a float. You are really showing yourself to be ignorant.
I don't know nothing about this.
You've never had an ice cream soda?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen!
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Would you say that this is a film one has to see at the theater?
It's all about the size of your TV, Greg.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Curtis, he's not attacking you. He just has a differing of opinion.
Looking forward to the start tonight by Big Maple again.
The most sensitive guy on the show.
What did he say? Is Curtis?
Yeah, you just said something to Shime. I was thinking it.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis.
Hello, Curtis.
Hey there, spare human.
And Shime.
Curtis. If I knew I was going to agree with Curtis, I would have changed my point of view.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Rabbit. August 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Wiggy.
Happy birthday, Jaden. August 1st. What's up?
Wiggy, your last day with full use of your arms and legs before you get on the cigarette boat tomorrow morning. I hope you enjoy it.
I am. I told you. I will have complete control in the cockpit of the cigarette boat.
Okay. All right.
Unless the skipper is much bigger than me, then maybe I just sit there and be quiet.
I continue to get text messages or DMs from boating hardos who suggest a cigarette boat can't go faster than 120 miles per hour. Just to be clear, the boat that Wiggy is going to get on tomorrow morning at the Tipsy Seagull to conquer one of his fears, and I admire him for that. Outer Limits, which you can see if you're watching the show on Twitch right now, SV43, set the world record at 180 miles per hour, however many knots that is.
Right.
I can't do the mathematical equation, but that is the boat that you're going to get on tomorrow, and we can't wait to see you all. on the Fall Riviera tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. Okay.
Courtney and I will be conquering our fears on this boat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of you. Yeah. Both of you conquering your fears.
Yeah, we'll see.
Curtis, are we under the heat dome again? It appears like it is. It's oppressive already, and it's only 6:05.
Yeah, we're in a little bit of a sticky zone. It's the dew point. You got to catch it. You got to watch out for it.
Okay.
That puppy affects the heat and the humidity.
100 degrees today?
Could feel that way. It's going to be in the 90s as the actual temperature, but it is sticky already this morning.
All right. Bit of a cluster F reported already on the expressway, which is shocking. That's a roadway that generally one can travel with ease. there was an accident earlier up around Dorchester, and it has created a 25-minute delay at the very minimum for those who are traveling into the city this morning. And it's created a delay as well on Route 3. So just a heads up on that. And we got a lot to get to on this show this morning, including our leads in just about 15 or 20 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And apparently some of my Olympic soulmates are unhappy with the complimentary food that is being provided. And so we will discuss that, among other things, during They Said It, coming up at 7 on today's show. News with Courtney at 7:30 or 7:45. And that includes the dumbest of the day today and how an Ohio woman learned that if dudes on the internet are telling you that you must do a full body scan on camera, it may not be necessary. It may not be medically or officially necessary. So we'll get to that in the rest of the news with Courtney later. And we will be joined during the 9 o'clock hour by Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice.
So Matt Ryan will be on this program. He is over at Fenway Park this morning and participating in an event honoring the Ice Bucket Challenge, which has raised, I think, well over $1 billion.
Brady's family has done such a good job. Unbelievable.
It'll be eagle to eagle to eagle.
Wow.
When Matt Ryan is on this program with Courtney and Curtis.
That's how Shyam usually describes his golf game.
talk about three brainiacs in the room, huh?
Right? Wow. Right? Yeah. Education is...
all got in, no help.
Not at all.
Education is clearly number one over there. I mean, if you hear the news, you know what they're focused on.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one thing, though? Those guys, like Matthias Kiwanuka, you remember him?
Yep.
And Matt Ryan... and Keekly, like, they actually went to class.
Yeah.
Like, they were much smarter than I am. I mean, I don't know about every other athlete, but the BC, it does require that. Like, they make exceptions, I'm sure, like they did with me.
Yeah.
But, like, I just remember Matthias Kiwanuka being in a class, and he was always there before me, and he always, like, was staying late. I'm like, you're Matthias Kiwanuka. You're going in the first round of the NFL draft. Why are you wasting your time?
Don't you think that more colleges and universities are like that now with athletes than maybe they were during Wiggy's days?
No. That's why BC never cracks the top 25, because their kids are going to class.
Yeah, but, I mean, this year might be different. I mean, you guys are optimistic. Am I right about that?
I'm optimistic, but I agree. Agree with Wiggy, because I think a lot of kids look at, you know, can I go to BC or can I go to Georgia or can I go to FSU or Clemson? Right. And this is no slight against Georgia, FSU, or Clemson.
Right.
But at BC, when I was there, they had football coaches standing outside of our classes checking in the athletes as they were walking in.
Is that how you knew which classes to sign up for?
Yes. Nope, had a boyfriend all 4 years. Nice. He was on the football team.
Oh, did you know that?
And so
sometimes they grade on a sliding scale. Courtney selected classes on a sliding scale of where the most wealthy athlete might be for the future.
Nope, like I said, had a boyfriend the entire time.
Huh. Do you still connect with him?
No.
Okay. Does he know that where you are and that you have achieved worldwide radio success without him?
I do not know.
Was he a ball player? Okay.
He was.
Oh, okay.
Would Santo have an issue like Wiggy has an issue if you and he were friends on social media? Because Wiggy doesn't like Mrs.
Wiggins interacting
with any former boyfriends at all.
Yeah, not the ones that she smashed. No. I mean, that's never a good look. I don't know where comes from.
Wait, she wasn't a virgin when you two met?
No, but she's not friends with anybody.
Okay.
All
right.
And remember, I snatched her up pretty quick. She was, 18, 19 years old, since she didn't have that many boyfriends.
Yeah, I mean, you saw her and you saw love. Love at first sight.
Pretty quick, so she only had a few boyfriends before that.
Love at first sight. All right, well, Red Sox win it, take the series with the Devers walk-off double in the 10th yesterday at Fenway Park. By the way, I was watching that game, Curtis, yesterday. I'm sure you were as well.
I was there.
They announced the attendance at 35,000 people at Fenway Park.
All right.
That's a day game. I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Kids aren't in school or whatever.
Right.
But there's, what do they got, 81 games at home?
Yep.
There's still considerable interest in attending a Boston Red Sox game. Do you expect that the crowd at Gillette Stadium, first home game, is going to equal 35,000 people?
I'm
asking the question.
If they were 81 Patriots home games, they would average about 13,000 right now. And we all talk about the Celtics and the Bruins, and we should. They're great teams that have huge fan bases. But the Red Sox have double the attendance and double the games. So it's not like there's half as many Red Sox games, and they get 36,000.
Right.
There's double, and they double the audience at the arena or the stadium.
That's 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
And there's 35,000 people there at Fenway Park yesterday.
How much is, like, the nostalgia of Fenway Park?
I would say 30% are tourists or people there that are not really there for the game.
You know, like for a day game, though, in the summer?
If you're in Boston with your family.
Yeah, and people are doing a weekend, like a long weekend or something here.
Right.
Yeah.
Like new stadium. Like, let's say they just built a new stadium didn't have the Fenway mystique. You know, what's Fenway been around since, 1905 or something?
At least since 85.
Yeah. So do you think those numbers would still resonate if it wasn't about the history and the nostalgia of the stadium?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I really do.
If it wasn't Fenway Park, I don't think so.
Really?
Like, I do think a lot of people, Curtis is right, people that are traveling in the summer with their families, Fenway tickets you can get at a pretty good price right now. So for a day game, that's a great thing to bring your family to. And a lot of people do what Ken does, travel the country to go see ballparks, historic ballparks. Yeah. Fenway's one of them.
It'd be like going to Chicago and going to Wrigley Field, you know?
Yeah, I feel like in Boston you have the Freedom Trail, Faneuil Hall, a duck boat, and Fenway as like the things that you would do if you had 3 days here.
Don't forget Paul Revere's house.
That's right.
I've never done a duck boat.
You haven't?
No, I think I would really enjoy
neither.
It.
I've never done one either, except for the parade.
Well, you could get away with going on a boat if you went on a duck boat, and it would be that would count.
Well, that would go 180 miles an hour. I've seen those in the Charles River.
Yeah, no, it would not.
Wiggy should be a duck boat like operator, conductor, like
tour guide.
Yeah, you would be perfect for that.
I don't know enough about this city.
But neither do they. You could just say anything.
I could make stuff up.
Right.
Like I was took my boys to get haircuts yesterday, and we were right downtown, like State Street, where the State Street T-stop is. Mm-hmm. And my son, you know, with the little gold thing on he was like, isn't this where the Boston Massacre happened? And I was like, I don't know.
You know nothing about American history.
Yeah,
you have
like,
no desire.
Don't
you don't know.
No desire. So, I mean, think about it. When I was 16, 17, 15, the last thing I wanted to learn was history.
Yeah, we understand that.
Right.
Books are obsolete.
Yeah, I did not want to be in school. So you think I was paying attention in a history class?
Poor Crispus Attucks is rolling over in his grave right
now.
That
he probably is.
You know who he is?
Yes, I do know who he is.
Who is he?
He was a slave turned soldier.
And he lost his life in the Boston Massacre.
Yeah. So
when you look at the American Revolution, really the first American to give his life for the formation of this country.
Most of my history knowledge comes off of Malcolm X because I had to write a paper about him, so I had to read his autobiography.
Uh-huh.
So that's where. Yeah. But I mean, I didn't want to be in school. So you think I wanted to be in history class?
Curtis, I think I heard this. I believe former President Trump said yesterday that Crispus Attucks was actually Indian. Is that true?
It is unbelievable how someone has risen as far as he is with no discipline whatsoever.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. We would love it if you would join us at any point over the next 4 hours. And you can do that by calling 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And here she is, our queen. Are you excited about it's kind of a road show tomorrow and you love the live shows?
I am very excited. I don't know what time I need to leave in the morning.
I think it's 4:50.
I was going to check it this morning so I knew for tomorrow and I forgot.
Well, you could check right now, Curtis. Probably
4:50.
I think it's like an hour and 10 minutes. I think at that time of the morning.
No, it only gets you 50 minutes.
Huh?
50 minutes.
Okay,
we'll all be late.
I looked it up.
I go down to Fall River.
You do?
It's only like about...
What do you do in Fall River?
It's only like about 20 minutes past Brockton.
Well, why are you going to Fall River?
Because one of the QC Kinetics offices down there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So right. It's like 50 minutes, no traffic.
Right now, from here, it says 59 minutes. My guess is a little shorter from where we are, Courtney, because we don't have to go back and forth to 93.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But we can ride together if you want. I'd be happy. Curtis, if you want to jump in, I don't know.
That was the original plan because Santo was going to meet. Can't come anymore.
Oh, he can't?
No,
oh.
He has to go to New Hampshire for work. So
we need to allow 2 hours if we take Red Turtle. That's the only problem.
We can't
exceed 35 miles an hour. But all right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Tipsy Seagull. And here she is with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Sox take the final game in 10 innings and the series against the Mariners. Last night's score 3-2. Brian Baio won 6 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 7. The boys are off tonight before heading to Texas to take on the Rangers tomorrow. Devon Godchow got his deal done. The Pats and Godchow agreed to a 2-year contract extension worth up to $21 million. The deal includes $16.5 million guaranteed. We're still waiting on Matt Judon. He responded to one report. I'll get to that in my lead.
Okay, that's going to be your lead?
That's going to be my lead. The USA men's basketball team took care of South Sudan yesterday with Jason Tatum taking the court as a starter. Final score 103-84. Tatum scored 4 points, adding 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block in the win. Not really the outing that I thought we were going to get from Jason Tatum. I thought he was going to play with a little bit more of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
After the benching, but
right. I think it's I think it's almost like felt like it's a pity start at that point where Steve Kerr starts him. It's kind of like, wait a second, because what's next for Joel Embiid? Because he didn't play, so it's kind
of
like
that was a giant brick of camembert that he threw up there on that pass from LeBron.
Oh, was it? Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I don't watch the Olympics.
Yeah, a little off when it came to that particular 3-point attempt by Jason Tatum.
Oh, I heard it hit the side of the backboard.
Yes. Yes, it was wide open also. But, you know, it's hard to adjust. It's a time change over there, and you spend some time on the bench.
It's an easy time change over there.
The food is not good in the Olympic Village. I'm sure all of that is interfering when it comes to
Jason
Tatum.
There is no way Jason Tatum is sleeping in the Olympic Village. All of those guys are in very nice hotels.
I saw a story where none of them are staying at the Village.
Shocking news in tennis. Coco Gauff was eliminated from singles play after losing 7-6, 6-2 to Croatia's Dana Vecic. She also got into it with one of the officials on the final match. Triathletes completed their events yesterday, swimming in the Seine. President Macron took to X after the event to say, "Here we are." Through massive investment from the state with Paris and Val-de-Marne, we have achieved in 4 years the impossible for 100 years. The Seine is swimmable. Fabulous heritage.
Uh-huh.
And he basically says that they'll be able to swim there for the foreseeable future. Folks can just take to the Seine to swim.
Excellent. Did he see the one swimmer who threw up after ingesting gallons of E. coli? I mean, did he happen to see that?
He actually said the Seine just now became swimmable.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I'll be interested to see, and I hope we get follow-up from the athletes, how they're feeling today, tomorrow, next week.
Yeah.
Medal count this morning. U.S. still leads overall medals with 30, while China leads gold with 10. Wiggy told me an interesting fact
yesterday. That's my lead.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Awesome. And contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
So wait a minute. Wiggy actually working on today's lead yesterday?
Yeah, I always do that.
Very, very impressive.
I keep multiple leads in the holster.
Really?
Oh, yes. Always.
Yeah. How do you decide which one to utilize?
It's kind of like a last minute thing and what I'm feeling.
Kind of a mood thing?
Yeah.
Like a vibe thing?
Yeah, it's really, it's all about the lighting. You know, mood lighting? It's like, all right, I feel like going in this direction.
Okay.
It's a good lead. I'm excited for you guys all to hear it.
Okay.
That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
73 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high in the 90s. It's going to feel like 100, Greg.
Skinny Shine told me as a food-related lead this morning. Is that correct?
Greg, I don't want to overhype this.
Okay.
But it might be the greatest lead I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Really?
Okay, if you're going to say that, you have to have the drop ready.
Which drop?
Was it overhype?
Oh, yes. The greatest lead you've ever had?
I can't wait to hear this.
And food is it food central theme or just food is a part of it?
Food is a massive part of it, but it's also half food, half Olympian.
Really?
Yes.
Half Olympics, half food?
Yes.
Sign me up.
Oh, my Lord.
An overhype.
So topical and very topical and food related.
Yes, and it could not be more directly up our alley than possible.
Really? Okay. Yep. All right. So this morning's leads from all of us coming up next.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Shine, great golden oldie to start the show this morning.
Mighty, that song slaps.
Mighty Mighty Boston's great song. Yes, yes. Tomorrow, Flex Friday, Fall River, Tipsy Seagull on the river. 9 o'clock is when you would want to, if you have the opportunity, if you're flexing your own Friday and you're not going to be there with us, and I hope you are, but if you're not, 9 o'clock is about when you want to be on the YouTube or on the Twitch watching Wiggy be strapped in via harness on the Cigarette Boat Outer Limits SV-43 for his once in a lifetime experience of conquering his fear of being on a boat on the water. I think this goes back probably to whatever happened on that dreaded Vikings cruise.
I don't know.
And after that, you never ventured on a boat ever again.
I wasn't on that boat, so I don't know what happened out there.
It was very strange. After we did the Falmouth Road Show, Wiggy and I went to the home of legendary Boston Bruins tough guy Jay Miller.
Beautiful house, too.
Yes, very nice. And Pequosset, I believe, is where that is, Wiggy. And we walked down to the deck where Jay has some oysters growing. And then he had a little dinghy type thing, you know, a boat, but a smaller one.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
And he said, love to take you guys out, show you the full oyster farm. And Wiggy said, we're getting on that boat?
Nope.
Nope. No way. Not getting. So you are.
That thing was the size of a canoe.
Terrified of boats.
I'm like, it's
yachts.
Hell no.
It's yachts only for you.
Yes, that is it.
And they have to be docked and not moving.
And I don't like to be in water that isn't crystal clear blue. That always scares me too. Being on a boat and then being a, like, you know, the harbor or the water we see out here where you can't, like, it ain't crystal clear.
Well, I believe that we are on the river tomorrow, but it doesn't appear to be the river. So, it's
but either way, I guarantee you it ain't like Bahama water or Caribbean water.
No, that's true. Yes,
so,
you would have enjoyed the boat in Bermuda.
Oh, okay, so nice. It didn't even feel like you were really on water. It was so smooth. But it was one of those catamarans.
Yeah, it was like a giant catamaran.
Yeah,
and we started the Greg Hill Foundation golf tournament experience with everybody on a catamaran.
Is that like the thing with the little net on it that people sit on?
But it was giant.
All right. Huge. I mean,
you could have had 100 people probably on that.
Multiple
on that.
Bathrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
I hope you do that again.
Go back to, we're thinking about bringing the golf tournament back to Bermuda because there's such nice people there.
The nicest.
They are the nicest people. And by the way, speaking of nice people, you guys continue to donate to the Greg Hill Foundation for the family of David Souza, who is the Mass DOT worker who was killed on the highway on Route 24 on Saturday night while he was picking up debris. And left behind his wife and two children, and it's over $20,000 that you have given since we announced that fundraiser. So I thank you so much for that, and I don't know how. Been here for 5 years, about to celebrate the fifth birthday a week from tomorrow, over at the Sam Adams Tap Room, fifth birthday of this show. But you continue to give like every single time that we ask. It's extraordinary,
and they continue to give not even just money, but. Peter and Katie Gentile reached out to me yesterday because they had two Metallica tickets and they weren't going to use them. And instead of, you know, putting them on StubHub, I'm sure you could make a pretty penny off of them. They said they wanted to donate them to the Greg Hill Foundation. So I got them in touch with Aaron Lynch, who's the best.
Yeah.
And Aaron got them to the brother of Sergeant Ian Taylor, who was killed a few months ago in Billerica. And they are taking them. And, you know,
awesome.
So
good
giving
job.
Experiences, too. Yeah. So thank you to them because that's awesome.
Amazing. Nice job by you and nice job by those guys.
I didn't do anything. All that.
Speaking of Fall River, this is former professional athlete David who has called
the show
this morning. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, everyone. As always, great. So, Greg, you being a history buff, it appears to be that way, and you're not much younger than I am. So, you know the history behind the bridge that you're going to be right next to it. Do you know why it's named Braga Bridge?
Why it is named Braga Bridge?
I think that's where the Boston Massacre was.
Could have been.
Was there not a, this is just a guess, but was there not a General Braga?
No.
Okay.
So what it was a Charles Braga, who was a native of Fall River, who died in the Pearl Harbor. Attack.
In Pearl Harbor. Okay.
He was actually...
Okay.
In Pearl Harbor. He was the first local soldier to die from in Pearl Harbor attack, and they named the bridge up there.
All right.
Built in 1966 and the longest bridge at that point in Massachusetts.
Mm, okay. We will get to see it tomorrow.
Right.
In on the Fall Riviera for our show at the Tipsy Seagull.
Think Kay Reed comes out?
I don't know if Karen Reed will come out or not.
That's her neck of the woods. I think she might come pop out.
Imagine.
I have had I've had secondhand contact with Karen Reed.
Ooh, somebody's jealous
about coming on this radio program.
Okay,
there may be some interest there.
She wouldn't be able to before the next trial, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, how that works.
Fall River would be a perfect time for her to come on.
Yeah, the Netflix series will air prior, I think, to the next trial.
Mm.
So, no, you don't think so?
I mean, they basically said they had just started production work on it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. That would be a good time, right?
Yeah.
Lead into the next trial for interest.
definitely. Oof. And just a heads up, too, I'm working on something extraordinary for our annual, you know how we do our annual Veterans Day lunch?
Mm-hmm.
David reminded me because he brought up Pearl Harbor. I'm working on a location, an unbelievable location, where we could do the show that morning with veterans.
Yep.
With all the veterans that come to lunch. We'll have them at the show. They can share some of their experiences in the most perfect place. And then we'll do the lunch afterwards.
All right. So
just a heads up on that as well. All right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That's REO Speedwagon with Back on the Road Again, baby.
Ah,
you guys
band.
Are off to Flex Friday down in Fall River.
They have a lot of hits, REO Speedwagon. And that is the unmistakable voice of Kevin Cronin, I believe, singing.
Cronin, yep.
Yeah. Good morning, morning, Chime.
Good morning, Greg. Guys, if you watch the show on Twitch, if you don't, you can go to Twitch. Just type in Boston WEI or just type in WEI. It'll pop up right there for you.
What about
you
can YouTube? Go on Twitch. You can also watch on YouTube.
Yes, you can. You can watch on YouTube. Do the exact same thing. Mitch has pictures for you. But there is an Olympic gymnast who represents the country of Italy, who has a very unique sponsorship. You see her there. She's pictured with a cheese wheel, which is what I love. I personally love cheese. That is because she, her name is Georgia Villa, is sponsored by Parmigiano Reggiano.
Wow.
I'm dead serious that she is sponsored by the cheese.
Yeah. She's brought to you by cheese.
Yes, she is literally brought to you by cheese.
Yeah, everything should be.
Greg.
Actually, everything should be brought to you not only by cheese, but with cheese.
It is. Cheese is the greatest thing this world has ever given us.
It's the one thing that could bring us all together.
I agree.
In this economy.
Everyone loves cheese outside of the people who can't eat it. But even the people who can't eat it still love it.
Other than the lactose intolerant people, everybody loves cheese.
You love it when you eat it. You just hate it later. Mm-hmm. A quote from the Parmigiano-Reggiano people, the combination of Parmigiano-Reggiano and the world of sport is indissoluble in terms of authenticity, quality, and energetic value, both in sporting activity and in proper nutrition.
Wow.
Villa has said, since I was a child, I have always loved this fantastic product, a symbol of Italian excellence and culture. Mm. I gotta tell you, this is the greatest pairing. If Parmigiano Reggiano wants to get into the United States market, I would be happy to be the first. I love cheese. I would sit there munching on a block of cheese many a days in my life.
During the show.
Even in the show.
You're looking for an endorsement deal, essentially.
Okay.
Similar to hers.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
If you accept that during the show, we'll need a simultaneous endorsement from some air freshener.
Shime said he wants it to be the summer of Shime, where he's just sitting there eating a block of cheese.
Yeah. There is nothing in my life I would want more than to be sponsored by cheese.
Is there anything better when it comes to food that can be prepared tableside? For instance, you have the tableside Caesar salad.
The tableside guac.
Tableside guacamole. Is there anything better than the pasta that is prepared inside the giant cheese wheel?
Nope. There is nothing.
Like, for instance, at Strega in the North End, where we had the brunch last year.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing. And is there a cheese, and I'm referring to Parmesan, that can be added to almost every kind of dish and improve the taste, while other cheeses may influence the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Parmesan, upon being added to anything, even broccoli, will improve the taste. It's the most versatile cheese in the world, I would suggest.
It is the most delightful thing in existence, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. So Parmigiano Reggiano, I didn't even know that was a brand. I thought that was just the type of cheese.
Mm.
Apparently also a brand. So there you go.
Good on her.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Georgia Villa. Italy also, side note, won a silver medal in gymnastics for the first time in like 94 years.
Mm.
But more importantly, she's representing cheese at the Olympics.
Can I tell you something? She could be the most beautiful woman in the world. I haven't even noticed what she looked like. I'm only staring at the cheese wheel.
Your eyes are just for the cheese.
The giant hunk of cheese is all I am staring at. And can I also say one thing to those who are listening who are servers at a restaurant? When you bring the little cheese grinder thing over, mm-hmm. just keep going.
Keep going.
Like, I'll tell you when.
Yeah, we'll tell you when to stop.
It is embarrassing for me to have to tell you when to stop. If you stop on your own,
mm-hmm.
that is really frustrating because then I have to, in front of everybody, say, can I please have a little bit more? Like, just keep going with the thing. Like, don't ever, it should just go and go and go. Nobody wants, like, one little turn of the wheel.
No.
That's not enough.
What you should do is say, hey, don't worry about it. Leave it here. I'll take it from here.
Right.
Like, leave the cheese in the cheese grater here.
I would be in on that, mm-hmm. innovation-wise, if they just left it there and it was self-serve.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Because then they get a lot of it. Because I'm like you. I like, especially on my pasta, keep it coming. Hey, I want that thing to look like a blizzard.
Right.
But then after they leave and you've kind of like, you're always looking for a little bit more. They never come back for
You have to mix it in. Because if it's just on top, it's like the nachos.
Right,
if it's just on the top of the pasta, then you need more when you get to the second layer.
Right, but then once you mix it in, you still want more. They never really come back and say, would you like some more Parmesan cheese?
Rare Greg Hill correction from Ray in Holland. What's up, Ray?
Yes. Good morning, guys. Greg, we all know your reputation as a musicologist.
Yes.
But the lead singer for that song, Back on the Road Again, is not Kevin Cronin. It is the bass player, Glenn Hall.
Glenn Hall, right.
Yeah. Curtis knew that. Curtis. He just didn't want to embarrass me.
I love you, too.
I didn't want to step on his toes.
I didn't mean to embarrass you, either.
It doesn't happen often. It's fine. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Glenn Hall, I mean, the bass play from him is
unbelievable, right?
I would say he's top five.
Emergency top five bass players?
I don't know any other four.
Slap at a bass.
And the fact that he can, go lead on songs. You don't see that much in bands.
Right.
You really don't see that.
Really versatile.
Usually the lead vocalist, that's the one who sings.
He is like Parmigiano Reggiano, as versatile as it gets.
Very versatile.
I've been trying to figure this out because I love this idea for Shama. I want to get him sponsored. I think just like champagne, Parmigiano Reggiano is the region. So it's you can only find it in one place. So how milk has advertising in the United States, milk? I think it's similar to that. I don't think it's a brand. It's more of the location they have.
No, so it's also a brand, apparently. Like, according to this, it is represented by an Italian marketing agency, Impresa e Sport.
I love it. I want to get cheese in here as soon as possible. So if we can get anybody that's listening from Italy, it's 12:45.
We are
right
worldwide.
Now.
We're like Pitbull. Right. We're Mr. Show worldwide.
This is Shime's moonshine.
It really will be.
All right. We'll get to the rest of the leads next. Lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear. It's not the ribbons in your hair. Chime, Cars, great song.
That was actually a request, Greg, because apparently the bassist Ben Orr also does the vocals for that song.
Oh, okay, Chime, well done.
Generally, it's Rick Ocasek.
Yes, Curtis, the late Rick Ocasek.
Yeah.
And sadly, I believe the late Ben Orr.
Oh, wow.
So one of the all-time great bosses.
Did not know that. I always thought the only singer for the Cars was Rick Ocasek.
See, you learned something.
Yeah?
Speaking of music, which we often do on this show, I have tickets to give away today for Metallica. And so, Chime, at some point, why don't we select a Metallica rejoin? and then take the ninth caller when that airs.
Fun fact, okay. The only song I knew how to drum when I was in a band was Enter Sandman.
Really?
Yep.
Then that's what we'll come back with at some point.
Ooh. Okay.
Did you ever go to a Virginia Tech game, Curtis, when you were at BC?
I never did, but that looked really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
So when you hear a Metallica rejoin, be the ninth caller on the contest line, and you will go and see Metallica at Gillette Stadium tomorrow night. All right? A lot of leads left. We may have to do They Said It at 7:20, just a heads up.
Jesus. That's fine.
Matt Ryan, by the way, will join us during the 9 o'clock hour this morning, and we'll talk football.
Is that 283 minutes away?
It'll be 28. He should have been on at 28 minutes to 3, Curtis, if I could borrow a phrase from Gresh. Your lead this morning, Curtis?
My lead is not full of laughs, so I'll try to get out of the way quickly, but I don't understand it. It was revealed yesterday that the mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed,
KSM,
this piece of filth, along with two others, have agreed to plead guilty in lieu of receiving the death penalty for the 2,976 lives they took on the worst day in American history. And I just ask this. They've been in Guantanamo for 21 years.
Yeah.
We were talking about leverage yesterday. What leverage does Khalid Sheikh Mohammed have? And this story in the New York Post is full of these victims and talking about how they've been waiting patiently.
It must be infuriating to those people. If you lost somebody on that day, World Trade Center, Pentagon, the field in Pennsylvania.
The death penalty was created for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Yeah.
And I think back, Courtney, when we watched the 20-year anniversary of those attacks, and there was that One Day in America series.
Yes.
That was, if you haven't seen it, I cannot recommend it strongly enough. It is so hard to watch, but it's so important. And the things and the people that are forever changed by what this guy created. Everything in our world has changed. People's entire lives have changed. There was one on 60 Minutes, and it was the story of this woman never giving up, trying to find her husband, and her family didn't have the courage, or didn't have the ability, not the courage, didn't have the ability to tell her he was never going to be found. And these people they never saw their dad again. Mm. They never saw their husband again. This story is quoted. A twin brother was a New York City police officer killed. And he's sitting here waiting 20 years for this guy to be put down.
Mm.
And he's agreed to a plea deal.
Why would this administration give him that option?
I don't there's nothing in the story that makes any sense.
None.
I don't understand any of it.
Life in the torture chamber. Forget about the death penalty. Death penalty is the easy way out.
He should suffer the same fate that he bestowed on those people. He should be blown up in his cell.
And a great question in the Twitch chat by Top Gun. I agree. No, great observation. I was shocked he was still alive. I just assumed he was dead.
Right.
Me too. And there will be some people that'll say, like, you know, he's going to be in prison. He's going to have to think about what he did. I don't think this guy has any thoughts other than he is happy of what happened on 9/11, 2001.
Right.
And I also think you have to remember all these families, this has to come up in the news over and over and over again. It's not enough that they have to go through 9/11 year after year and watch the Twin Towers get hit and fall down on TV over and over again and watch their loved ones die. But they also have to know that the man responsible for it is still out there and is still being talked about in the news and is still getting grace from the U.S. government.
Yeah, it's awful. God. Great lead, Curtis.
Ugh.
We got to take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear. It's not the ribbons in your hair.
Chime, Cars, great song.
That was actually a request, Greg, because apparently the bassist Ben Orr also does the vocals for that song.
Oh, okay, Chime, well done.
Generally, it's Rick Ocasek.
Yes, Curtis, the late Rick Ocasek.
Yeah.
And sadly, I believe the late Ben Orr.
Oh, wow.
So, one of the all-time great Boston
Did not bands. Know that. I always thought the only singer for the Cars was Rick Ocasek.
See, you learned something.
Yeah?
Speaking of music, which we often do on this show, I have tickets to give away today for Metallica. And so, Chime, at some point, why don't we select a Metallica rejoin? And then take the ninth caller when that airs.
Fun fact, okay. The only song I knew how to drum when I was in a band was Enter Sandman.
Really?
Yep.
Then that's what we'll come back with at some point.
Ooh.
Okay.
Did you ever go to a Virginia Tech game, Curtis, when you were at BC?
I never did, but that looked really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
So when you hear a Metallica rejoin, be the ninth caller on the contest line, and you will go and see Metallica at Gillette Stadium tomorrow night. All right. A lot of leads left. We may have to do They Said It at 7:20. Just a heads up.
Jesus. That's fine.
Matt Ryan, by the way, will join us during the 9 o'clock hour this morning, and we'll talk football.
Is that 283 minutes away?
It'll be 28. He should have been on at 28 minutes to 3, Curtis, if I could borrow a phrase from Gresh. Your lead this morning, Curtis?
My lead is not full of laughs, so I'll try to get out of the way quickly, but I don't understand it. It was revealed yesterday that the mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed,
KSM,
this piece of filth, along with two others, have agreed to plead guilty in lieu of receiving the death penalty for the 2,976 lives they took on the worst day in American history. And I just ask this. They've been in Guantanamo for 21 years.
Yeah.
We were talking about leverage yesterday. What leverage does Khalid Sheikh Mohammed have? And this story in the New York Post is full of these victims. And talking about how they've been waiting patiently.
It must be infuriating to those people. If you lost somebody on that day, World Trade Center, Pentagon, the field in Pennsylvania.
The death penalty was created for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Yeah.
And I think back, Courtney, when we watched the 20-year anniversary of those attacks, and there was that One Day in America series.
Yes.
That was, if you haven't seen it, I cannot recommend it strongly enough. It is so hard to watch, but it's so important. And the things and the people that are forever changed by what this guy created. Everything in our world has changed. People's entire lives have changed. There was one on 60 Minutes, and it was a story of this woman never giving up, trying to find her husband, and her family didn't have the courage, or didn't have the ability, not the courage, didn't have the ability to tell her he was never going to be found. And these people they never saw their dad again. Mm. They never saw their husband again. This story is quoted. A twin brother was a New York City police officer killed. And he's sitting here waiting 20 years for this guy to be put down.
Mm.
And he's agreed to a plea deal.
Why would this administration give him that option?
I don't, like, no. There's nothing in the story that makes any sense.
None.
I don't understand any of it.
Life in the torture chamber. Forget about the death penalty. Death penalty is easy way out.
He should suffer the same fate that he bestowed on those people. He should be blown up in his cell.
And a great question in the Twitch chat by Top Gun. I agree. No, great observation. I was shocked he was still alive. I just assumed he was dead.
Right?
Me too. And there will be some people that'll say, like, you know, he's going to be in prison. He's going to have to think about what he did. I don't think this guy has any thoughts other than he is happy of what happened on 9/11, 2001.
Right.
And I also think you have to remember all these families, this has to come up in the news over and over and over again. It's not enough that they have to go through 9/11 year after year and watch the Twin Towers get hit and fall down on TV over and over again and watch their loved ones die. But they also have to know that the man responsible for it is still out there and is still being talked about in the news and is still getting grace from the U.S. government.
Yeah, it's awful. God. Great lead, Curtis. We got to take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.